Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, I'm Phil.
And I'm Jane.
Welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up,
the relatable dating podcast.
So this episode's going to be slightly different, as it's about a very, very toxic trend that is happening on TikTok involving dating apps. And we are going to try and put a stop to it as a community. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Hello, and welcome to Unhinged and Bumbled Up. This is a special bonus episode where it's just me today. We are going to be talking about a TikTok trend and how it is so wrong. So, for everybody that doesn't know about TikTok or the trend that is currently going around, it is for people that are screen recording their swipes. Now, I'm not sure of the reason why they're doing this, because it adds no value to anything. They are screen recording their swipes. They are showing the pictures of the people, the names of the people, their bio, their location, everything like that. Now, a lot of people are like, oh, why would this be wrong? I don't see anything wrong with this. Well, let's get into this and why it is so wrong. But first, let's get into how I saw this trend. So I was on TikTok, scrolling through my FYP, the For You page, on the home screen. If you're not into TikTok or haven't got TikTok, it's just the videos that come up and you scroll and see another video and another video. And then this account with no picture of himself came up. It was just, you know, little emojis and stuff like that called Date Swipe appeared. And I was like, oh, okay, what is this about? And I saw the Bumble screen and I was like, okay, this is somebody's profile. And he would be scrolling through this. Some profiles had their social media on and he would be doing a voiceover over it, commenting why he is going to swipe left or right. And quite offensive in some of the ways and some of the things that he said. Now, I viewed a few more videos and and I was like, this is wrong on so many levels. So I dropped a comment. No reply, nothing. So I decided to make a video of my own, basically giving him the option to give me his profile for me to review or to come on live so I could explain why this is wrong. He ended up blocking me. So, yeah. And then eventually, after a lot of my followers commented on stuff on his page, on his videos, telling him how wrong it is. He's made the videos private. And I was like, okay, this is a win. This is good. Because I messaged some of the women that had their social media on there just to let them know their video was on there. And they came back saying, I'm not on TikTok, but this is really distressing, or I've come onto TikTok, I've seen the video, you know, I don't know what to do, I've reported it, but it's not being deleted. How, like, what's going on? And it really affected these people, because obviously it had their social media on there as well, because they put their social media on their dating profile. So he made it private, and I was like, okay, that's good. We're getting somewhere. 2 days later, he decided he was going to put them back on. But thanks to the followers and the community that I've built on TikTok, they went in again. And now the videos are remaining private. So we'll see how long that lasts. Now, I asked for people to tag in other accounts that are doing this. Came across another one. This one was from a woman that was doing it over men. And she was like, oh, well, I'm being nice and polite, because I commented. And she was like, I see what you're trying to do. You're trying to get clout. I'm not trying to get clout. What I'm trying to do is protect people's privacy. So messages went backwards and forwards. I gave her the option of deleting these videos, and she decided not to. So I put a video up with her profile, not her dating profile, but her TikTok profile, a screenshot, and explained to the reasons why these are wrong. She could not understand this. She said, she's doing nothing wrong. There's no problem with this. I'm going to keep doing this, blah, 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 blah. And then she tried to say that my followers were harassing her. No, my followers were just trying to point out what you were doing wrong. You shouldn't have done something like this in the first place. There's many other accounts like this, and then I've had a few people try and tell me that it's the person's fault for going on dating apps. If they do not want their profile going on TikTok, then they should not, you know, they shouldn't put them up there because of social media, and be careful what you put on the internet. Now, the thing is, people sign up for dating apps because they want to find love. They want to find someone, or they want to find something. And when people sign up to dating apps, they do not expect their profiles to be recorded and then put on TikTok. So let's just get into the reasons, the scenarios, why this can be wrong. And then I'll tell you what we're going to do about it. And I need your help out there as well. So here we go. So there are plenty of scenarios, but here's a few for you. So the first scenario is somebody was in a domestic violence relationship or a DV relationship, and they got out of that. They moved to a different part of the country because it was so bad, and all their social media is locked down because they don't want somebody their ex-partner finding them. And they decide, okay, I'm going to go on dating apps. It's been a while, it's been enough time. I worked on myself, you know, I'm feeling good. Let's go on a dating app. Okay. So then they go on the dating app, just going about their daily business. And all of a sudden, one of these people decide, I'm going to screen record my swipes. And what happens when this person's dating app comes up? This dating profile comes up, and they scroll down it, show location, show everything like that, and then decide to put it on TikTok. What if her abuser sees that, can locate where she lives, find out the area, you know, it's bad in that way, because like I say, people expect their dating profile to be private. What happens is you see a dating profile for a few seconds. It's swipe yes or swipe left, swipe right, or like it or don't like it. And then after that, you have no access to that. That has gone. That's gone until you match. Okay. So by screen recording, you are keeping hold of all this information. Let's go to another scenario. let's say somebody works in a company where their image cannot be on a public profile, like in the public, out there in the public. And, you know, they don't have social media, or they've kept their social media quiet, or all locked down like before. And they think, okay, I'm going on a dating app. You know, and then all of a sudden this happens, their job finds out, or someone at their job finds out, and, you know, it could be detrimental to someone's career because they're on a dating app. Another scenario that got brought up to me is someone in the LGBTQ plus community. If they haven't spoken about their sexuality to their parents or their friends, you know, or their family or something like that, because they're worried about the outcome. And then all of a sudden someone posts their dating profile on TikTok. Like, what else was the other thing? If somebody, right, so TikTok, if you don't know how it works, it will show you stuff on your FYP from months ago. It does not work like other, like Instagram, for example, where it will show you the latest post. It shows you stuff from months ago that can pop up on your FYP. Can you imagine if someone got into a relationship, going really, really well, and then all of a sudden their partner went onto TikTok, didn't see the date because you have to swipe off the screen to the profile and then swipe back on to actually see the date that the TikTok was made. And all of a sudden their partner comes up and questions start to be asked. Like, this person might have deleted all the dating apps, everything like that. It may create arguments. Like, these are only a few scenarios. There are plenty, plenty more. But you don't know the person's story, what's going on. Yeah. And I think this is the problem. You don't know why behind them. Okay. Because you are making a split judgment while swiping. And also mental health. Mental health could be affected because they are being judged on a public platform. Somebody is judging them just based on their profile picture or their profile. And it's so, so wrong, like in so many aspects. So, what have I decided to do? Well, I've got in contact with Bumble. I've emailed them. I've also emailed Tinder and Hinge. And Bumble is the only one that's replied, basically saying they've made the appropriate team aware of this, and they're definitely taking it seriously and looking into it. Now, I don't know whether that could potentially just be lip service or whether it is actually the truth. But what I'm thinking from everybody, if you are on a dating app, I would ask for you to contact Bumble or whatever dating app it is and let them know that this is going on and you are not on board with it. Okay, because Bumble have worked closely with TikTok before, and I think some of the suggestions that have come up, what they could do, they could put an anti-screen recording on their anti-screen recording program on their software. Now, by doing this, that will stop anyone screen recording. Because, yeah, no one's dating profile needs to be out there. It is a private thing that you can only see for seconds. And like I say, with the scenarios, and I've had a lot of people tell me that they are not going on dating apps anymore. They are canceling their account. They are quitting. Why should these people on TikTok be stopping people from finding love or finding what they want, you know? And it's just without consent. There's no consent to this. People are literally, they're not even matching with people. They are just literally doing it because they want likes, they want follows, they want comments. And is this the world we've become? So yeah, I urge everybody to contact the dating app that they're on, or if they're not on dating apps, just contact them anyway, like literally. Type in on Google how to contact Bumble or how to contact Tinder, and then drop them an email and you'll get a automated reply back, and then you should get a reply from a real person back. Just carry that on. Just carry it on and keep going with it. And like I say, hopefully we get enough people to do this. And what happens is it will push for TikTok to do something about it. You know, TikTok to basically put something in their terms about doing this, because it is against Bumble's, Tinder, Hinge's terms to do anything like this. So, like I say, it just needs stopping, because it is affecting people's mental health. It is causing distress. It's causing people to obviously leave the dating apps, which is reducing their chances of finding what they want. And these toxic trends need to stop. And that's why I've put like this short, not so short, episode, bonus episode out to make everyone aware of this. So in the show notes, I will put the contact details, for, Bumble, Tinder, Hinge. And if everybody could do it, if you're on dating apps or not, if you got friends on dating apps, let everybody know, because we need to spread this. We need to spread this word, hopefully get it out to the media as well, so it can push and something can be done with it. Because we don't know, like, the people on the dating apps that have been screen recorded. They don't know that they're even on there, which is like, ugh. So when I've told some people they're on there, they were shocked. You know, they were like upset, and they asked me to help. And that's what I'm trying to do. And along with the amazing community on TikTok and everybody that listens on here and followers on Instagram, we need to get this message across that what people are doing is not right. And it can end up with someone getting seriously hurt, someone losing their job, someone potentially the mental health aspect of it, that they could take their own life, or the fact that their social media is going out there and people can message them. And you know how it gets. People message. And yeah, it's creating a toxic environment. And the message is that I want, well, me and Jane and everybody that I know, we want to create a community of like-minded people that, to make dating an enjoyable activity, you know, making it enjoyable again, taking away all this toxicity that just creates so many problems. So yeah, that's why this little bonus episode came out. And thank you so much for listening and taking your time. And yeah, if you haven't already, go back and listen to Izzy Miller, who's a mindset coach. The conversation that we had with her was absolutely amazing. And yeah, there we go. I hope you have an amazing day whenever you're listening to this. And hopefully we can make a change together to stop this from continuing. Because everybody deserves for their privacy on a dating profile to remain private.
Thank you for listening.
If you want to find out more, you can follow us at Unhinged and Mumbled Up or
Swipe Forever After.
And if you want to send us an email or check out our website, it is www.uadu.co.uk. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.